Come on in.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias. Two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hi, Laura Beth. I've got a pour ready for you.
All right. I'm up for that, especially since we're doing our recording at a little different hour of the day than we typically do.
Well, I have the H. Clark Distillery from here in Franklin. They're black and tan.
Oh, wow.
It has like an after yummy, doesn't it? Like, it's like a, you don't taste it till the end.
Wow.
I know.
That is really good. So you'd had a sip. This was literally my first sip that I just took when we hit record. I took a sip. Wow, that is so good.
Yeah.
I don't know what the black is.
I know. I can't.
But I would describe almost, it as black.
Like, almost like the kind of a coffee is what I don't know all the right wording to use, but coffee is what I kind of get at the end. I don't know. I like it,
That's
though.
Very good.
Well, there you go.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
That as we chat.
Thank you.
Well, we got to go on an adventure this weekend.
We did.
We were able to honor a loved one that had passed.
And luckily, she lives in a beautiful part of the state of Tennessee,
almost
in the hills.
To Kentucky.
Yeah, we were in Sneedville, Tennessee.
Honoring our great aunt.
Yes, who was 92.
Yes.
She lived a long life. Aunt Boots.
Yes, that's all we knew her by.
Her first name was Cleo. I remember when I went to address wedding invitations and I went to do hers and I was like, I almost wrote Boots just so instinctively.
That's what we've known her as.
Of course, the formality, you're not going to do
Cleo.
That. Cleo. So I had to call Dad and ask.
Wait, what's her name?
What's Boots' first name? I don't even know. And we actually talked about that, I believe, on our, it was episode 2.
Was
we
it
talked
really?
About Southern names.
And we went into nicknames and all the funny Southern nicknames that you hear.
Yeah. Well, I posted it on our socials this week, or just, earlier this week. It was funny to see.
Just about nicknames.
What people are called. Because I was asking, what do you have a nickname?
Okay.
And then people went on to share, like, the family tree nicknames. But, just everything from, maybe somebody who had a relative that couldn't quite pronounce their name.
Yes.
So, like,
we've had that.
Brittany was Timmy.
Cute. Yeah.
Just little shifts like that. But then some, like our great aunt Phyllis, apparently she was Jid.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that today or till today. And then, I don't know, just Doodle. That was mentioned. We have a Doodle.
We have a Doodle.
Friends of one of our
a friend
relatives.
Of the family. And then Kaylee has a niece that she calls.
Okay. That's
Doodle.
Who mentioned it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I believe Shelly, our neighbor, also has a doodle in her family. Talked about that before. Yeah, all kinds of funny names.
One of our listeners, Sean, her dad calls her Goose, like Silly Goose.
Oh, cute.
So that's cute.
That's
I mean, some of them, like, there is a very quick answer to why you're called that, and some of them, like, we don't know. So our Aunt Boots was
she had a
young
favorite
child,
pair of boots.
And she,
wore them all the
at
time.
A young age, just loved her boots. So, yeah.
So cute.
But we, we were deep into the hills. And
yeah.
So
lots
a lot,
of windy.
And a lot of roads. The dialect. I really did have a hard time.
But doesn't it warm your heart?
Oh, it's precious. But I had to focus, lean in, wide eyed, really intently listen.
Now, where'd yous come from?
Right? Raised up on the hill.
This lady said, "Now I was raised up on the hill, and your aunt was down at the foot of the hill."
Yeah. But you know what I heard that we've said on here before, Azar, one of the Southern expressions was, "How's your mom and them?"
You heard it.
I heard it once, if not once, maybe even twice. I thought I was catching the end of somebody saying that. And speaking of moms, that's another... not a nickname, but... confusing
generations
sort of,
get stuck on calling a person mom. So then it's not their mom if it's a couple generations down, but it's still mom.
But it's
or mama.
Mama. Yeah. Like our it, even weirdly, like, I think one of the weirdest examples was when our Aunt Betty would call, great Aunt Betty, would call
her sister
Mama.
Because she didn't have kids in her.
So she was a mama, and so that's what...
Mama.
I mean, for years, I thought she was talking about her mother. Mom.
Of course she would think that.
Right? Rightly so. Anyway, it's confusing.
Yeah. I have a family that I work on a few generations, and one will say, I need to get a gift certificate for Mom, but that's actually her grandmother that she's talking about, because everybody calls her grandmother Mom.
Well, the church ladies outdid themselves. They had food for us in the fellowship hall after the funeral and burial.
Pretty much all homemade.
There was so good. We were so hungry.
Yeah.
And so maybe that was part of it. But I really do think it was just so nourishing.
Made with love. I think you taste when it's made with love.
Those mashed potatoes in the crock pot.
That was on point. It was a... like slow cooker, loaded mashed potato situation
I will be making. There was all kinds of naughty things in there. And then that apple stack cake.
Oh, yeah.
That was yummy. You got to talk to the lady that makes those.
Yeah. She's famous for making this cake. So I just thought I would talk to her about it. And it was a total hoot. And sometime I'll have to try it. Though, as we've talked about also before, a lot of the explanation I was getting was I would ask questions. Now, how much sugar did you put in there? Oh, just taste it.
Just taste it. Mm-hmm. No, I'm actually asking.
I want it somewhere
for some
to
guidance.
Start. Yeah. I said, how thin do you cut your apples? It doesn't matter. You're going to mash them after you cook them. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That kind of thing.
That's hilarious. Yeah. She was wonderful. And I did notice on the recipe you were writing down for that apple stack cake, you underlined.
Oh, I did, because I underlined something that cracked me up, because... she said, now what kind of flour do you cook with? And I said, well, if I'm baking, I prefer white lily. That's all I buy. It has to be white lily.
There you go, white lily. So, you have threaded through the hills of East Tennessee with your product.
That's
as well.
Right. So I just had to underline that, because I thought we might have to tell them about that.
Yes.
So cute. I have another fun piece of information.
Oh, good. What?
So Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley. Rob does our music at the beginning of the podcast. Great pickers.
Yes.
These guys are awesome. Great voices.
Yes.
They just have a brand new album that just came out called World Full of Blues.
I love it.
And the title track actually features Taj Mahal also, who's a renowned blues singer.
Yeah.
So he's on that title track. I believe Vince Gill even has some vocals on one of the songs.
So cool.
So check out their new album.
That's great.
Not be disappointed.
I'll try and post that on our socials this week as well. Okay. Well, we are talking all things fall foods in the South.
Yeah.
So we are fully moving into the season of fall, y'all.
Fall, y'all. And it's finally starting to feel like
it.
Though
yeah.
I'm not sure how long it's going to be.
Yeah. So you were actually one of the first people with a book that I know you have that pointed out to me that it really is best to eat what food is in season.
Yeah, I have a cookbook that's by Terry Walters called Clean Food. And I'm sure a lot of you listeners know about eating clean. Not tons of sauces, not tons of preservatives, but just kind of keeping it clean what you're eating. And the subtitle is A Seasonal Guide to Eating Close to the Source. And I really like this cookbook because it literally is broken down into four seasons.
Okay.
And so the idea is that you want to eat what's in season because your body needs what is in that season. And it actually makes perfect sense to me.
It totally does.
Right? In the heat of the summer, you need things that have more water in it. So
juicy.
Melons and watermelons, things like that. Tomatoes.
Yep.
In the winter, when you're needing to store, you're going to have roots.
So good.
It just makes sense to me. So, anyhow, this cookbook is literally divided into the four seasons, and then they break it down in, soups, vegetables.
Okay. And I guess based on where in the country you live,
that's gonna
that would
make some variety
this
as well.
But this would at least get you started.
Particular cookbook is not gonna have any meat or that kind of. It's
okay
because it's clean, you know, clean eating, so it's from the ground.
Okay,
items or from a tree.
Yeah.
So if you're
cool.
Not okay with that. Don't get this cookbook. But
well, or just know
well, you
can
get it. You know, still, I think you would enjoy the vegetables.
I was going to say, it's just a good
soups and things.
One for sides or.
And I love soups in the fall and winter.
I do too. I almost made one today just because it was our first cool day. I was like, chili? Anyone? Chili?
Right. I know. We are ready. We're primed and ready.
Well, there are some foods that really are. Native or really, you know, well sort of populated here in the South that we wanted to make sure to share with listeners.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about some of those today. And then of course, if we've got recipes, we'll share those as well.
Well, and in addition to eating what's in season, I think it's best, like you're saying, to eat what's close to you, like something that didn't have to travel as far.
Yeah.
In fact, I like to think about the longer food has been out of the ground or off the tree, it's losing nutrition as
it's
it
so good,
goes,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So if I get it and it came from South America,
right.
it's not going to be as nutritious
right.
as if it came from,
yeah.
you know,
how
just
badly
three,
do you
two
want
counties
it?
Away.
Yeah.
That's going to be better.
Yes.
My backyard might even be better.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, so just as long as it's been out of the ground, it's losing a little. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then obviously preservatives messes everything up. So.
So true.
Yeah. So the closer to you and the fresher,
yeah.
the better.
Well, and that's the beauty of a farmer's market, right?
Exactly.
Even if you don't know where to start, you can go over to your farmer's market and see what's in season.
That's right.
So
yeah. And then in this day and age of Google and all
true.
Of this, you can literally put in like what to do with carrots and
that's so
ginger.
True.
I mean, and
yeah,
there's give
your
you
meal.
All these recipe
yeah,
choices.
Yeah.
So
cool.
Well, where should we start?
Well, I want to touch briefly on one that I'm not going to spend a lot of time on because we're probably going to do more episodes in the future on it. But pecans are definitely...
Oh, that's Southern.
Southern and in season. And so, you know, you'll see those in a lot of recipes.
Let's do an episode on nuts.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Okay. Okay.
Sometime soon. That would be a good one.
Cool. Well, then I'll wait and talk more about pecan. Do you say pecan or pecan?
I say pecan.
I do too.
But okay. I know there are
two votes
pecans.
For pecan. Yeah. So pies and a lot of, like I said, a lot of recipes that I will share today have pecans in them.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
But we can talk more about those.
I'll tell you what, a toasted pecan on a salad gives it, you know, I've talked about how I love texture in my
mm-hmm.
food. That is so good on a salad.
And then I make it all unclean and naughty by making them like sugared or candied pecans.
Oh, that. Well, I like to cover it in a homemade honey mustard.
That's
true. A whole other.
Oh my gosh. I have. Yes. You've done that before and that's good. So
yummy. Okay. But eating clean, you can do that with including nuts as well.
True. That's very true. So apples.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one to start with, right?
That's so fall to me, like going to pick apples, making anything with apples is, yeah.
Well, and so apples that do well here in the South are ones that can remain crisp in the summer and, you know, obviously fight off diseases that and make it through to harvesting time because, you know, they're growing all summer, but they're not really harvested until now. And you can cook them. You can cut them up and put them on a salad. I love, love, love Honeycrisp.
Oh, that's my favorite. To just eat. That's my favorite one
yes.
to just eat.
Well, and I like putting those on a salad. If I'm going to put an apple on a salad, again, back to pecans.
Gallops are good on a salad, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are.
But put some, you know, just like blue cheese or, you know, toss them into a spring mix.
Well, I got so tickled when I was talking with this lady at the funeral about the apple stack cake.
Yeah.
I said, now what kind of apples do you use?
Mm-hmm.
Any kind that'll cook up good.
Great answer.
Okay. She said, I use WineSap. That's the one I always do, WineSap. So I think of that with cider.
I do too, yeah.
But anyway, I just thought that answer was so cute. Any kind that'll cook up good.
Okay. There you go. Thank you, Benny.
And she also told me after that to put them in a colander to get the water out. And I was thinking about how we talked about how sometimes that
apple pie, mm-hmm. how it gets juicy when it starts cooking.
All right.
Yeah,
apples. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so I love making like an apple crisp.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite one actually calls for cranberries as well. My favorite apple crisp. Yeah. And so I typically will substitute in like a dried cranberry, like a craisin instead of cranberries, just because that's easier for me to keep on hand. So it has oats and cinnamon and pecans and brown sugar and butter and flour. And it is great because you can eat it for breakfast. Obviously there's some sugar there, or on the flip side, you can serve it as a dessert with like some
bluebell vanilla on top.
Exactly.
It is so good.
Yeah. So, and just the whole activity of apple orchards is a great activity for families around this time of year.
You can have some cider.
Yeah, you can usually find one. You may have to drive a little ways, but, you know, if you're actually looking for something to do that's fall.
Yeah, lots of communities have those. We had one in Bowling Green that we would go to sometimes when I was in college. And, of course, I know there's many. Many, many around in different cities.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and I love apple butter.
Okay,
I don't make it.
I don't love it, but I like it. Okay,
I tried some at a place called Ruby Sunshine. That's a New Orleans chain, but it's here in Franklin.
And theirs was kind of thick.
It was good though.
Yeah, I liked it.
It reminded
was
me
thick.
More of a butter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love apple butter. So I don't make that, but I've bought that at farmers markets before.
Well,
another thing
that I think is very fall is carrots.
Yeah.
I don't do a ton of things with carrots.
Yeah.
I have done a couple of different soups that had carrot in it. But I thought this one sounded really good from that Clean Food Cookbook. So I haven't made this one, but it's a carrot ginger soup.
That sounds so healing.
It really does, doesn't it? So it's non-dairy because, again, it's a clean soup. A lot of soups will have, you know,
a half and half.
To make it creamy, which I love those too.
Yeah.
But anyway, this one looks like it's pretty easy to make, and you puree it, so it's got a nice texture.
Okay.
And that's one thing I noticed when Mom and I went to Ireland. There's tons of different soups made with different root vegetables. So there was one soup we were having, and I was like, this is really good. It reminds me of like a carroty soup, but it's a different one. And I had to ask, what is this? And it was parsnips.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, there's lots of different root vegetables that you can puree and make soups with. But anyway.
That's good. I love carrots as well.
And lots of healthy nutrition from carrots.
That's true.
Too.
Yeah. So I will throw into the mix sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I usually save most of my sweet potato cooking for Thanksgiving. To do a nice...
And then bring out the pecans
sweet
and
potato
the brown sugar.
Exactly. All of my recipes include brown sugar and pecans.
Good thing I brought out the clean
food. I know. I'm like, thank you for bringing the balance today. I love sweet potato fries. Like, I'll make those sometimes.
Yeah.
Or even more, rather than like a fry, I'll do it like as a wedge, a potato wedge. But
have more nutrition than a white potato.
They do.
Well, so,
yeah.
That's going to be a little bit healthier version, too.
Yeah. I found two recipes, though. Because when I think of sweet potatoes, I just automatically go casserole. Like, I don't really think a lot of variety with it.
Mm-hmm.
But these two recipes I found, I will share them. I haven't tried them yet, but they sound so good. Sweet potato fritters with sriracha. Is that how you say it? Mayo?
Oh.
Doesn't that sound yummy? Now, that's not good for you. But here's a healthy one. I did bring one healthy recipe to the table. Sweet potato breakfast cookies. It's oats, almond flour, cinnamon, baking powder, ground ginger, a baked sweet potato, honey, coconut oil, vanilla, pecans, and chocolate chips.
Yum.
So they're called healthy, or sweet potato breakfast cookies.
Okay.
So I thought those sounded really good.
That does sound good.
And definitely something I wouldn't have thought
of. I want you to make that. To do. I want to try it.
That's not something I would have thought to do with a sweet potato.
Yeah.
So.
Just, even just a roasted sweet potato is so good.
So
like,
good.
You really don't have to do much to it. That, you know, when you roast it in the oven, that skin peels right off.
I know.
And it's so easy to eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like those. Yeah. And there's.
I like any foods that, you know, are. Can be fresh for a long time.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And potatoes do that.
They do.
So,
they
you do. Know, if I'm not having to run out to the store a lot for fresh foods,
yeah.
That's another appeal for me for a sweet potato.
Or even if you have to run, get one thing to eat with it, but that's been, you know, where it's just a quick in and out, that is helpful.
Yeah.
Where you don't have to do the full shopping experience.
Yeah.
All right. What about,
do you have any others?
Oh, gosh. I've got so many things written here, but I don't know how far to go with everything. I'm going to mention... Oh, well, back to... Well, I get so confused on what to mention and what not. I forgot on carrots. I wanted to talk about... I love when you just roast the pretty different colored ones.
Oh, yeah.
Where some are purple and
that's
yellow
very
and
true.
Orange. But with that, it reminds me of another thing I think is so pretty on the plate. And that does matter.
It
like
does.
Something being pretty and color. And Swiss chard.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That is the prettiest.
It's beautiful. Now, tell me, what have you done with
just
it?
Just sautéed it.
Okay.
I think is all you really need to do with it. Now, there's lots of things you can do with it. But even just sautéing it in a little bit of, you know, oil or...
Okay.
Depending on what you're doing. I mean, you could do just a little water and garlic if you want to be healthier.
Yeah.
And not have any oil. And that tastes good.
Yeah.
But, you know, there. Let's face it, there's flavor in that, you know, butter or...
Sure.
Bacon fat or whatever that you want to put in there. That's really yummy.
Yeah.
But Swiss chard to me is just so pretty.
That's good. There's like a level of intimidation I find with some of these fall produce items. So I'm going to go ahead and mention the one that
and
is.
And it's the big intimidator?
Just winter squash.
Okay.
Just that whole category in and of itself.
So be it an acorn squash.
I'm talking acorn, Blue Hubbard, butternut. Spaghetti, sweet dumpling, any of those squashes.
Okay.
They're gorgeous. I want to decorate with them.
Yeah. And then you don't know how to cook them.
But they're very, you know, so I looked it up. I've done a spaghetti squash before. I've made spaghetti with spaghetti squash.
Mm-hmm.
And that went.
Isn't it so good?
It's so good.
If you have a good meat, a good hearty sauce.
Yeah.
To go on it. I don't miss the pasta.
I don't either.
It's so
very
good.
Strange. And it really does look like spaghetti.
No.
But, you know, you need a good chef knife to cut these.
It's basically like a... I mean, a lot of them are like pumpkin. Cutting a pumpkin. It's like really solid.
Yeah.
And,
you know, most people carve a pumpkin one time. Once a year. You know, they carve their one pumpkin.
Yeah.
So... To cook with it is just a little intimidating to me, but there are roundabout ways to help. You do need a good chef knife, but I did read that, you know, you can warm it up in the microwave.
Yeah.
And I haven't done that before, but like even 5 minutes in the microwave, that's going to soften it and, you know,
well, and like butternut squash, I've cut it in half.
Yeah.
So that is just one nice big cut.
Right.
Roasted it.
Open face. Or, or actually face down, probably, yeah.
And let it get soft. And then then it's easier to chunk than trying to chunk it when it's not cooked at
all. It's like staring down a pineapple. You're like,
And
okay.
Speaking of butternut squash, I have a recipe I love with butternut squash.
You do.
So this is from Bon Appetit 2004. And it is called Butternut Squash and Mushroom Lasagna. And so it's just
so
a layered,
so
like
good.
A, you know, traditional lasagna.
Right.
But it's butternut squash and obviously mushrooms, the baby Bella mushrooms.
Okay.
Onion, if you eat onion, if not, leave it out. But the ricotta layer also has fresh thyme and sage in it.
Yeah.
And some mozzarella and vegetable broth. It makes like just a really nice.
So good.
Creamy layer. Anyway, and that's another thing. Like, I don't miss the meat in this recipe.
Yes.
And it's very
so
flavorful
true.
Because of that sage and thyme. So, I love that recipe. I don't know if you want to put that one up.
I will.
But it's very fall to me. And
that's Bon Appetit?
Yeah, it's
okay.
From November
2004. Okay, I'll link it. 2004, y'all. See, Lainey.
But I have very good written by my paper recipe.
That's a good indicator to repeat that recipe.
So that's a yummy one.
Good.
Yeah, I had winter squash down too, and I would agree. I do think sometimes they're intimidating.
They're gorgeous.
And they're really, you know, basically if you just roast it.
Yeah.
Like I know one time when I was getting I was trying to eat in season, you know,
yeah.
And I got some acorn squash and then looked up what to do with it.
Okay.
I just roasted it and then put some cinnamon on it.
Okay.
And it was really good. Just
okay.
Plain
just like
that.
That. Okay.
But, yeah, there's one thing that's good about the day and age we live in is you can look up recipes
that's
pretty
right.
easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know if they're tried and true ones, but
yeah.
Anyhow. Well, let's see. What about pomegranate? Do you like pomegranate?
Oh, I do.
That's in season in the fall.
I don't ever make anything with it, though.
Well, I found a recipe also in the clean eating cookbook or clean food cookbook that I want to try. This is, you try that breakfast
okay,
thing.
Okay, I'll do the breakfast cookies.
And I want to make this. Warm greens with citrus dressing and pomegranate.
Okay.
I think this sounds so good. So you can use bok choy, kale, or collards.
Okay.
It has the pomegranate in it. It has juice of an orange, ginger, apple cider vinegar. I just think this like sounds very fallish.
It does.
Very flavorful.
And very cleansing.
Yeah. Maybe that too.
A good way, but it just feels like very.
Oh, that sounds so good. And maybe just eating just that with a little, you know, chicken breast or something like that.
Yeah.
That was grilled or something.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a nice healthy dinner. But
that's a great idea.
With citrus dressing and
okay.
pomegranate.
Okay.
Pomegranates are just so pretty too.
They're gorgeous.
They're so beautiful.
Again. I'd probably buy a couple and put them
and
in a bowl
on a table
and decorate with
and
them.
And then not know what to do with it.
I'd be too afraid to get my chef knife out and tackle it.
You know, when we were mentioning butternut squash, though, now, I don't know where this came from. It's not as good as getting it at your farmer's market. But Costco has it already chunked. Like, you can buy it already
really?
Cut up.
That's nice.
In chunks there. I don't know how local it is.
Okay.
But it certainly would be easy.
Yeah.
That's kind of important.
True.
For working people and
that's
busy
true.
People.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Trader Joe's does that too,
do
actually.
They?
Yes, they do.
I
can visually see it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
They Gosh,
do.
I wish we had one of those closer.
I know. Trader Joe's, come to Franklin. Okay. You kind of touched on kale being in that other recipe you just mentioned.
I'm sure.
But
yeah.
That would definitely be.
A lot of these greens
in
are.
Season and lettuce, just all sorts of lettuce. I love that
butter lettuce.
Lettuce.
Is that a wintery thing?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it is.
Okay.
It is.
And you know, I love even just not just for salads, but like using that butter lettuce as like a lettuce wrap.
Yes,
that's a good leaf.
It
for
is.
That.
It is.
So
like the P.F. Chang lettuce wrap kind of thing.
If you want to do it instead of a taco shell, or if you
healthier
were doing
version
Asian
but,
meal, you
yeah.
could do like an Asian lettuce wrap. So yeah, lettuce is definitely in season right now.
Cauliflower.
Yep,
that's in season. Lots of things you're seeing now with cauliflower. Like, I think it's just, you can, you see cauliflower rice.
Yep.
Pizza with cauliflower crust.
We shared on here not too long ago the cauliflower potato salad.
Yeah.
Like, it's keto friendly.
Yeah. I have made, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on here, but I am one, I love hot wings with blue cheese and celery. I just think that's so
too.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Well, I made cauliflower just roasted with the hot wing sauce on it.
Oh. Because you're, so it's kind of getting that taste, as if you're eating
and
wheats.
And then you can crumble blue cheese and eat celery. And it gives you the fix. Like, I'm not going to say it's exactly the same as hot wings, but I really, it really does give me that fix.
Well, it's a lot less messy.
And it's less messy, and it's definitely better for you.
Yeah.
So,
that's a great
a fun
one.
Cauliflower idea.
Love that. When I think of cauliflower, I always think of cabbage as well. Maybe it's just the seeds,
okay.
But I don't do a lot with cabbage, but May through December is cabbage.
I love cabbage.
So
you can do that healthy and unhealthy too. Do you know what I mean? Like, it can be a
true.
Really healthy, you know, you can just boil it and,
yeah.
You know, put that in soups and
yeah.
different things, but then it's also really good cooked in some bacon fat and, put a little, like, I've put those dried cranberries, or you could even put
mm-hmm.
some fresh stuff in there, too. Yum.
But it will stink up your house.
It does stink up the house.
So if
that's
you have company coming, think twice about a cabbage-based
or making
side.
It right, yeah, right away.
Yeah.
You might want to have it kind of cooked a couple of days before and
yeah.
then saute it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a risky one for a dinner party.
Another fall thing is figs.
Oh, yes.
I love figs.
I do
love
too.
Fresh figs. I like dried figs. I like fig jam.
Fig jam on some brie.
Yum.
Yes.
That's very fun.
That's a good one.
Well, pumpkins too.
I was going to say, we should mention pumpkins. You've made, was it a pumpkin ravioli that you made one time?
I have made that.
That was so good.
And I could probably find that recipe.
Yeah.
I haven't made that in a long time.
I mean,
but
most
it
people probably
good.
Think of like a pumpkin pie or a lot of pumpkin desserts. There's a lot of great pumpkin mixes if you're just really wanting the flavor. Back to my woes with cutting large objects that come from the produce section. But yeah, I mean, scones and, you know, all kinds of baked
yes.
muffins and
that's right.
cookies and items can have that pumpkin flavor. For sure. Yeah, if you have your pumpkin ravioli recipe.
I'll have to look and see
recipe,
if I can find that, because that
I'll
was good.
Link to that later, too. That was a good one.
Gosh, beets are something that's really
yes.
popular. Now, I'm not going to say that's my favorite. I've had a few beet salads that I liked, you know, that had beet in it.
Yeah.
But just to eat beets is not really
not
something I do a lot.
Yeah.
But our mom loves beets.
Mom
loves
pickled all of
beets.
These items we've said. She just cooks
that's
cabbage
true.
And calls
oh,
it a day. You know, she could just munch on foods that I have to have more seasoning and
yeah.
stuff with it.
Yeah. Well, she grew up eating a lot of things that are different than
well,
us.
True.
Pumpkin ravioli. Here it is.
Okay. Cool. Hold that page and all.
Of course, it's not something I can link to. It's a Kroger
printed
out
oh
recipe.
Gosh, y'all.
I'm not even kidding.
The struggle on
y'all,
getting recipes from Lainey
yeah.
is so difficult sometimes. Mm. She's like, it's from the 1998 edition. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Moose.
Yeah.
yeah. Moosewood.
I clipped
yeah.
it out of.
Yeah.
Can't even.
Okay. So anyway, the pumpkin ravioli may or may not make it. Based on, but we could probably look it
there's
up. Look one
others.
Up that's similar.
That's true. That's
that
what we'll do.
Work.
We've done that before too. Grapefruit is in season for
oh,
winter and
yeah.
spring, and that's a
I
good
didn't write that one down.
Detox as well, and good to add into your diet.
And it's even really yummy, and like you can make salad out of that.
Yeah,
I have a salad that is actually called winter salad. I think.
Oh, cool.
And it's grapefruit based.
Okay.
It has mint in it.
Oh, I've had
that,
yes.
Yeah, I really like that salad in the winter, but I didn't write grapefruit down, so I didn't pull that recipe.
That's
but
okay.
that one I definitely can find.
Cool. What else you got on your list?
Well, I didn't formally say cranberries, but that is
that
in
is,
season.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Fresh or dry.
Yeah. Those are fun to put into cocktails too.
They are.
You know, they
are.
Make it look so festive.
Yeah, and it
as
yeah
a,
in the holidays, it's fun to make those even like sugared ones.
Yes,
you know, and they're tasty and they're pretty. Well, also, you know, I haven't done a lot with parsnips or rutabaga, but I'm just thinking of like root
yeah.
things.
Yeah,
there's just a lot you can do with it, and there's a lot of good nutrition in those root vegetables that are important to have in the cooler weather.
I know. I'm looking through a list of South Carolina specific. Do you see anything on there that would be?
Oh, leeks.
Okay.
Peas. Now, I think some peas. Oh, muscadine grapes. That's so funny. In East Tennessee, we have muscadine grapes. Our grandpa used to, our great grandpa used to grow muscadine grapes. Butter beans.
Butter beans are good.
Yes. With cornbread.
Yeah.
Okay. Broccoli. Okra. That's a South Carolina thing for sure. I mean, it grows other places, but I think of that as.
Yeah.
Now, that's unusual. They have watermelon.
I know.
On as, I guess because they're coastal. Maybe that's, I don't know. That's unusual. I don't think of that as fall. I
thought that was only in the summer.
Squash. Okay. Yeah, they have zucchini on here in South Carolina, too, but I don't think of that as, that's summer to me, too.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. Well, that's all I really had based on the ones you said, too.
Yeah.
As fall friendly.
That's good. Well, hopefully that gets you guys
some new things to try. Ooh, kale with pine nuts and currants.
I love pine nuts.
That
I can't wait
fabulous.
For our nuts episode. That's going to be a fun one. I hope we bring
Let's
samples.
Let's do that soon. we'll come with things to taste.
Yes. Good, good. Well, that's going to do it for our fall foods episode. Hope you guys got some ideas or triggered your creativity to try something new. Or
if nothing else, just go to your farmer's market and see what's there. Go, you know, look up something fresh and try something new.
Yes, that's good. And look for on Instagram soon. I will post. I'm going to make my sweet potato breakfast cookies.
Yum.
All right. Y'all have a good week and we will see you here next time.
Take care, y'all.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.